I have a Halloween candy question for you guys.
Spooky.
What is the best and worst Halloween candies?
Huh.
For me, I think the best Halloween candy is when you get like a full-sized candy bar.
Or a king size.
Yeah. Or king sized, yeah.
Yeah, that is like,
you know, if you get like
these
a,
guys are rich. They're just like giving away full candy bars to every kid. It's crazy.
I got a whole Three Musketeers bar.
Yeah.
You know?
It is the jackpot.
That's the jackpot.
Worst for me is I've gotten, I don't even consider it candy, I guess, but like the little boxes of like golden raisins.
That's the worst. The worst kind of candy is the candy that's not candy. There is somebody in my neighborhood who would give nickels.
That's stupid. Ugh.
And I was like,
can't even buy candy with this.
Thanks? Like, what am I going to do now? Like, I don't know. A nickel, giving somebody a nickel is almost being like, here, you throw this away eventually.
Yeah.
It's an insult.
It's like, it's a totally useless coin. If that guy's listening, stop doing that.
Just
get
stop.
Some candy.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like
hello, and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something that we'd like to improve, and fix it. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Jared Sane.
And this week, in the sort of post-Halloween glow...
Well, first of all, let's also say that this is the final episode of our Halloween Spooktacular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a really scary month.
It's been real scary.
Yeah.
Now we're really going to scare you with these nutritional facts.
Yeah. The scariest thing about it is all the weight you're going to gain. We all have like these giant bags of candy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I'm not letting you have any. You can only have two pieces before you go to bed tonight, Sam.
Oh, no.
You pick your favorite two you want to eat tonight, and then tomorrow we can talk about it.
First off, I want to apologize for my voice this week. I'm a little under the weather, as you could probably hear, but I think it's because I was out too much on Halloween scaring people. It's up too late being a spooky egg.
You just need to suck on a Jolly Rancher, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah,
I like that idea, candy as medicine.
Candy as medicine. I mean, cough drops are getting there. You also have like the vitamins, like the gummy vitamins and the Flintstone vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something we want to continue?
All medicine is candy.
All medicine is candy.
So you go to the hospital and they give you like a lollipop and they're like, here you go.
All medicine is candy and all candy is medicine.
Or does it doesn't even have to be medicine.
Really just careful which candy you eat. Because you don't want to, like, you know, like suck on a lollipop if you're taking Jolly Ranchers.
And then a doctor like a runs seizure. In there like, don't eat that.
Yeah. You have any candy allergies?
That was chemotherapy you just ate. Oh, your hair's going to fall out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Or like this candy, like you have to put up your butt.
Which candy is that? Tootsie Roll?
Yeah. Good one.
You put up the Hershey Highway.
Uh-huh. Wait, so did we decide, is this something that we want to do? We want to have medicine as candy and candy as medicine?
I think that's... Well, it sounds dangerous, honestly.
Yeah, it might be the wrong way to go. I like the idea of making medicine more pleasant to take, but...
But maybe that's a good thing about medicine, right? So that kids aren't just like constantly like going through the medicine cabinet and just like eating everything.
Oh, that's a good point. We don't want kids like just like... chewing down like dad's Viagra. Right?
It's true. Like, I do not want that to happen in a situation.
What's your favorite type of candy?
Who are you talking to?
The universe. Speak to me, universe. Tell me which candy you're buying.
If you have a favorite candy universe, go ahead and write an iTunes review. Let us know.
Let us know.
Tweet at us, universe.
Yeah, what's your favorite type of candy, Jared, so I can tell you why you're wrong?
Okay. I like candy that makes people, like, the when you eat it, it makes your face change.
Wait, like what? Like a Sour
Patch Kid?
Yeah, those are good.
I feel like I've become immune to those, though. Mm-hmm. I've eaten so many sour candies that...
You could just, like, suck out a lemon and, like, not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you give, like, a little kid a Sour Patch Kid,
there's
that's pretty good to watch.
More satisfying than making a baby make that face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'd make sure, you know, the child is old enough to eat a Sour Patch Kid.
Uh-huh. It's interesting to me that your favorite type of candy is tied to, like, not you eating it, but the way other people look when they're eating it.
Yeah.
I also like how they taste at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a twofer, I guess. Yeah. What I would like to do, I think, is to have, like, it'd be nice if you could take a normal candy, like a Snickers, but, like, have it be, like, inject it with, like a little sourness so that people eat it and they don't expect it. And it ruins the candy for them. Yeah, but they also make a really funny face.
That sounds gross. You're like, you're going to bite into a Snickers and it's all sour inside?
Yeah. It's a secretly sour Snickers.
Yeah.
That's a prank Snickers.
I would give out prank candy at Halloween.
Oh, I like the idea. I like that idea. Prank candy. Elaborate on that. How does prank candy work?
The traditional prank candy is...
Razor blades.
I mean, that is, I don't know if that's so much a prank as just like a, I don't know, almost an act of terrorism.
All right. Don't do that. Yeah, it's not what you're calling for.
The classic prank candy, I think, is the one that turns your entire mouth like blue or black. Yeah. Mm.
That's a good one.
There's also, I think, prank candies where the outside is coated sweet, but inside it's bitter. And then there's also those, like, jelly beans, right? Like, the gross-flavored jelly beans.
Mixed in with the good ones.
That's great.
Yeah. That stuff's entertaining, but very gross.
Yeah. So you guys want more of that? You want, like, there to be, like, a...
Do you guys want more of that?
I kind of do.
You do?
At least at Halloween, so I can trick little kids.
You want to prank people on Halloween.
I want to prank.
You want to trick them. You don't want to treat them.
Is a marshmallow on its own considered a candy?
Ooh, that's a good question, because...
Guys, what is candy?
What is candy?
Because, like, we talked about, like, so it's like you have licorice and Mexican candy.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, like, Mexican candy is, like, I only think of it as candy because people call it Mexican candy. Like, that is not what I think of when I think of candy, right? That's really? This is my perspective. I'm saying, like, I don't, like...
For me...
Those flavors is, like, not... That doesn't occupy candy in my mind. But, obviously, to a lot of other people, it does. So, it's like... What are we talking about when we talk about candy?
For me, I think that candy is defined by sort of like being like a packaged good that is, I guess, almost defined more by where it is placed in a supermarket than what it actually is.
Okay.
Because like, is gum candy?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think of gum as candy. Even though it's a very similar...
It's really similar.
But...
I think it's candy.
So here's what I think about candy that... I agree with everything you said, except I would also say it's a treat.
It's a treat?
I think it's a treat. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Like, with gum, the reason I wouldn't say that gum is candy is because people just, like, keep a pack of gum in their pocket and they'll, like, they'll chew it to make their breath better or whatever.
Yeah, but there's some gums where you wouldn't do that, like a high chew.
Yeah.
Or, like, a juicy...
juicy fruit, yeah, sure.
Juicy fruit, whatever that zebra one is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, and they're, like, very close to being candy, but it's also just, like, they're a lot more just, like, habit.
What about a Tic Tac? Is a Tic Tac a candy?
I think it's a breath mint.
So a breath mint is anything that you're doing to make your breath better is not a candy, then?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Because it's, like you said, there's, like, all the things that, like, kind of ride the boundary. Like, there's some cough drops that are more candy than medicine.
Yeah.
But I think... For the purposes of, like, trying to, like, figure out what we're trying to improve, I want to stick to the Halloween test. Like, would you give it out to a trick-or-treater?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you give, like, a pack of gum to a trick-or-treater? I wouldn't.
Probably not.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, okay. Except for, like, one of those like big bubble gum chews. Sometimes you see those.
Yeah, double bubble. You actually, I remember getting a lot of double bubble when I was a kid trick-or-treating. Yeah. I wasn't happy about it.
So there's an element of fun to it too then, I guess. Like,
or
so that,
bazooka.
Right, so what separates like that kind of gum from like double mint is that it's like more fun. It's like novel.
Yeah, and the flavor. The flavor is, rather than being a minty fresh flavor, it's like the tutti frutti, super sweet.
Yeah, but then you have things like junior mints, which are like minty, but they're definitely candy.
I like Junior Mints.
Me too.
I just
had a box the other day.
I know. I looked at it and I was like, man, that looks pretty good.
It's a good call, right? I haven't had candy in a movie theater since I was like a kid. And I was like, I'm fucking doing this.
I'm going to pay $6 for a box of mints.
I was like, I'm 31 years old. No one can stop me.
It's true. No one did stop you.
What if someone did the whole thing.
That would have been sad if someone was like,
someone stopped me. Like, these are really bad for your teeth.
Just for kids.
This is for children. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is candy just for kids? I don't think that's true.
No, that's definitely not just for kids.
What if there was candy just for adults?
There is at certain shops.
Yeah. Edible.
I didn't mean like adult candy. But just candy that like kids weren't allowed to have.
Uh-huh. Like, why? Why wouldn't
it's just
kids
to,
be,
just to have it?
Just to have, just that we can have something that's ours.
Why do age limits stop at 21? I think there should be like things that you just continue to unlock as you age.
Uh-huh.
So when you turn 30, it opens up a whole new avenue of candy to you. Just as a reward for living that long.
Do you think there should be more things that we have to stop doing as we get older? Like,
yeah,
no. There's like more things. It's like, all right, you're too old to have.
I guess I don't wear diapers.
Yeah. You can't eat like fun sized Milky Ways just because you're
only gonna eat the adult size now.
Yeah, right. Because you're a grown up, so eat a grown up candy bar.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I am? I buy. I don't eat a lot of candy, but I am a sucker for the impulse buy at the cash register.
Oh yeah,
like when those candy bars that are like the last thing you see before you pay.
Ooh, I'll have
a
peppermint patty or whatever,
like a Reese's peanut butter cup, like those ones that they sell just by themselves. Uh-huh.
Or sometimes you'll see like a gigantic size Snickers, and you're like, I've never had a huge Snickers before. Yeah. Maybe it'd be different.
I'm such a sucker for the impulse candy. Like I get that happens to me a lot. I'm like, this is just like.
I bought a Snickers today.
I don't usually buy the impulse candy, but usually I do go out of my way to like get like a gigantic bag of like Sour Patch Kids or
you go out of your way like it's on your like shopping list?
No, I mean like I'll be like walking down the you know, I'll be pushing my cart around and I'll be like, "Oh, I wonder what if they got any good deals on candy."
Uh-huh.
And I'll go over there and I'll buy something that's, you know, like a gigantic sized thing of candy and then make myself sick a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, like until my stomach is like feeling bad.
Wow. Some people like drink until they get sick, but your thing is like, as a grown man, you're eating candy until you're physically ill. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
something
pretty
delightful
cool.
about
it's
that
pretty
to
cool.
me.
And when you put it like that.
So here's my thing about candy. What this conversation is just like made me remember is that anything more than just like a little bit of it, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like I don't like a lot. Having like if I have a lot of candy, I quickly start regretting it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to change that?
It has like a diminishing return.
Okay, so maybe from now on we can eat as much candy as we want, and we'll never get sick of it.
Boom! That's a great change.
That is a great change.
That's a great change. It leads me to some other changes that we're going to need to make to candy, though, if we're going to do that. Because if we can eat candy, as much candy as we want without getting sick, or without getting sick of it, we're going to be eating way more candy than we should be for our physical health.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to change either our bodies or candy so that we can like accommodate this massive candy intake.
I think I want to change the bodies because... For me, like, every time I have, like, a candy that's, like, supposed to be healthier, it's not as good.
Uh-huh. I didn't know they make healthy candy.
You know, like, sugar-free stuff.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
It's, like, the thing that defines it as candy is missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just have, like,
here's something in the shape of candy with, like, a candy name.
Right.
It'd be great if we had like nanotechnology that could just like remove, like, you, I don't know, have something implanted in your throat and just removes all the bad things as you swallow it.
Yeah, that's cool. I would like a thing that comes out of my chest.
Yeah. Then, I mean, just in general.
I swallow it and it just shoots right out like a slide.
Okay. I see. Yeah.
So your strategy is that you're going to still, like, eat all this stuff, but you're just, like, your body's not going to absorb any of it.
It's kind of like when you're driving a train around, as you do.
Yeah.
You switch to the other side of the tracks. You know, like, there's, like, that switch.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like that.
With a lever. It's like that. I pull a little lever, and then shoop, everything just, like, shoots right out of my chest.
That's so gross. I think that's, like, a really gross idea. But
but it does solve the problem.
Yeah.
Or, well, it doesn't 100% solve the problem, because you'd still have, like, teeth issues probably from the
the
sugar eating away your teeth.
That's a good point.
I'm going to replace all my teeth.
Okay.
With candy corn.
No, not candy corn. I was thinking, like, saw blades.
Oh, okay.
That could be handy.
So you could eat candy better with it.
Yeah. So my mouth looks like a blender.
I'm going to get rid of my teeth and just juicing. Have a jawbreaker in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
So when I open my mouth, there's just a big white, like, speckled ball.
Uh-huh.
Wait, how are you going to eat stuff, though?
I've got to be able to swallow it. So just soft foods for me.
There's not a lot of soft candies. There's, like, gummy candies. There's not,
yeah,
like,
but you can swallow that, yeah.
I have a different... I have an alternative solution to just mutilating your body. You can eat as much candy as you want. Because, like, honestly, like, I think I'd rather just get fat than do those things that you just said. But can we put something in the candy that doesn't remove the sugar, but maybe, like, counteracts it, or...
Yeah, like, that's a good idea. I have an idea for that.
What?
Every candy is now also a laxative.
All right.
So you just poop it right out.
All right. That sounds good. So you keep, like, the candy bowl, like, in the bathroom now?
In the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, just sitting on the toilet, pop down some M&Ms, and then...
Yeah. And then...
And that's good. That's good, too, because even if you need to poop, you don't even have to say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You're like, I'm just going to go eat some candy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm always trying to make things... I'm always insisting that things have some sort of utility. So I kind of like that direction. Like, we're giving candy an additional
candy.
Purpose. Yeah. I'm fine with that. What other things that could we do with... Like, what are other things that we could make candy do for us? Because, like, right... Yeah, you're right. Right now, all it does is, like, it's bad for us. It doesn't do anything good.
Yeah. So how about...
Makes us feel good.
Yeah. How about if there was, like, a candy that was, like... The form of it was, like, a toothbrush?
Uh-huh.
Like the bristles of a toothbrush. So when you're eating,
you're like brushing your teeth with sugar. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that part wouldn't be sugar. That part would just be like some sort of
like edible disintegrating.
Yeah,
brush.
Edible disintegrating brush.
Okay. All right.
But like the plastic part of the toothbrush that's holding the bristles together, that would be candy.
Okay.
Like cleans your teeth while you're eating it.
I like that.
So it's like a fuzzy Jolly Rancher.
It's like a fuzzy, fibrous Jolly Rancher.
I like the idea that it can clean your teeth while you're eating it, because that's like parents, that's like one of their main objections to candy is it's like, oh, those will rot your teeth, right? It's like parents are always saying stuff like that.
Yeah, parents are always saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
They never understand. And I'm 31. but if they didn't rot your teeth, if they cleaned your teeth, you'd be like, Mom, these are so good for my teeth.
Let me eat them all the time.
I'm gonna eat all of these. Yeah, and I'm not gonna get sick because we removed that property from candy.
Have you guys ever gotten dental floss?
Yeah,
trick or treating.
Oh, I thought were asking me in general, like if I've ever bought dental floss. It's like, is that a serious question?
No, when you're trick or treating, have you ever gotten dental floss? I got it a couple times.
I don't think so.
That's neighbor terrible. Who was a dentist.
Yeah, your neighborhood sucks.
Oh. The dentist neighbor actually gave out dental floss.
Yeah.
He should be giving out, like, the most sugar-filled candy, because it'll keep him in business.
Ooh. That's the long con.
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea of a dentist who's like investing in bad teeth.
So Candy, one thing that Candy does, like for kids, right, is they get like a sugar high and then become really hyper and, like, it's, and really annoying. It might be interesting if you could sort of chemically engineer, I guess, the properties of the sugar or of the candy to produce like different effects on the body. So besides like a sugar high, there's like the relaxing candy or the like focused candy. Or the, I don't know, Tourette's candy.
Tourette's candy? It gives you Tourette's?
Yeah.
Like permanently?
What, just for a little bit.
That'd just be interesting.
Okay, so this is sounding like recreational drugs now, which I'm not against.
Yeah, I like the idea, when you, especially the focused candy. I love that. I love the idea of like eating candy while I'm doing work.
Yeah, so it's like candy speed.
Yeah, like I want to like take some candy and then like have a bunch of good ideas.
Yeah, you can have like the Quaalude candy.
Right, yeah.
I guess I did describe drugs.
Yeah, but it's not drugs, it's candy.
It's candy, yeah. Jared. It's not drugs. Candy.
Hey, kid, you want some candy?
50, don't take candy from strangers.
Yeah.
Except on Halloween.
Yeah, that's like what Halloween's all about, right? Is taking candy from strangers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because nobody knows their neighbors.
Let's start making some real changes to candy.
Yeah, I don't think, have we changed much? Well, all right, we made it so that you can eat as much of it as you want. And
but I don't think we've changed candy itself, though. We just, well, I guess we turned it into a laxative. And then we turned it into every other drug. Which we decided at first we didn't want to do, but now we've...
Well, we also made it, made it not bad for you. It cleans your teeth.
Yeah, it cleans your teeth. Every candy is a toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah, it can help you focus, depending on what kind of candy it is.
What if it was a candy that didn't let you eat it until you've brushed your teeth?
Sounds like the worst candy.
It's a little bit backwards, but...
The one thing I don't want to take away from candy is, like, the fun of it, you know? Where it's, like... Part of me feels like a child whenever I eat a piece of candy.
Yeah, so maybe... What we need to do is scale up candy so that we feel more like kids again when we're eating it.
When you say
scale up... So just bigger
up,
sizes?
Like, yeah,
yeah, they're huge size.
Bigger,
candies.
Like, relative to the size of my face.
Yeah. Right. So, like...
Like a pizza-sized M&M?
Well, maybe not that big, because I was never that small. But, like, but if I was a 7-year-old...
That's a good image, though.
It is a good image.
You're not so much... I mean, the you wouldn't have to scale it up very much, really. Like,
it'd just be enough that I felt like wow, like this is a real treat.
Yeah. This is gonna
It's a palm sized maybe.
It's gonna give you a real sugar rush.
Yeah.
I would like oversized candy though.
I love oversized candy. I think it's so novel. There was I think it was like a gas station or something we went to, and there's like this like 20-pound candy bar on sale.
That is disgusting.
I wanted to buy it so bad.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if you've seen on the internet, there's been a meme going around about a giant-sized Toblerone.
I haven't seen that. But.
Yeah. But it's a Toblerone. It costs like $120.
Yeah. Like, Toblerone is expensive just for like the regular size.
And it's like 4 feet long and like huge. Weighs like 20 pounds or something.
Yeah. Toblerone is like pretty much the only time I buy it is at Christmas. For like to give people like a stocking stuffer.
I like Toblerone.
I like it, but it's like a little too expensive.
I should be eating more Toblerone now that I
Now
that I'm a rich guy.
Yeah, I really like.
Now that I can afford it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's
like,
why not?
I like the idea of like eating candy as a status symbol.
Yeah. I'm just gonna sit. I'm just gonna come over and watch a movie or something. But I'll be like every time I'll be eating a Toblerone, just like chomping off a little wedge of it.
Right.
You gotta have like a...
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, we'll have like our like cheap candy.
Yeah, you guys will be eating Hershey's.
Like, yeah, Hershey's.
You should have like plain gold flakes
and stuff. Yeah,
gold flakes.
Yeah, you're not just that rich. Gold.
I'm just like at the point where I can afford to have a Toblerone now and again.
Okay. But there could be another level above you that you could aspire to, which is like the gold-plated Toblerone.
Wow! Oh, now it's gold-plated.
It sounds
it's really bad for your teeth.
It sounds bad for my teeth, but the status symbol is definitely there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gold.
I'll be like trying to chomp it, and I'll be like breaking my teeth and everything. But you guys will still be impressed.
Yeah. Oh man, he's
he's loaded.
He's eating gold.
He's eating gold.
You don't see that every day.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a flaky plate.
Anywho,
should there be candies? Do we? All right. So you mentioned earlier one thing that you liked was like how they come in different shapes.
Yeah. Let's think of new shapes.
I'm thinking, yeah, there should be new shapes of candy.
I mean, we've come up with the toothbrush custom shapes, but yeah.
I'd like it if I could get like a gummy bear, but it's like a little bit bigger than a normal gummy bear, and it's also just shaped like Sam's face.
Why do you want it to be shaped like my face?
So I can just bite your head.
Oh.
Chew it up. Swallow it.
I think it should be more than just the face. I think it should be the whole head.
I guess if that's like an...
And life size.
Well, yeah. That's true.
And it's gummy. It's a gummy head?
Yeah, it's a gummy head.
Gummy Sam.
I like the idea that you could like see through it a little bit, and then my brain is like a jelly.
Your brain is a jelly?
Yeah, you could like see jelly like beans? Bite through like my... No, not jelly beans, but like a... It's like more like gooey.
Oh, gelatinous.
Same. Yeah.
Your brain is one jelly bean.
It's like
a tiny little bean.
That's pretty funny too. Like you have to like eat through all this like, you know, gummy stuff, and there's like a tiny little jelly bean in the center. That's my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, Jared, if you're having that impulse to bite my head, I'd rather it be a candy head. So
it could be kind of like we could open up a shop that's kind of like Build-A-Bear, but it's Build-A-Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
Then you get, like,
I like that. I like the idea of like building your own candy.
Yeah. You get to construct. You start with a mold or like a 3D scan of someone's head, and you can choose what things to inject inside of it.
Yeah. I want to do more than just heads, though.
Yeah, that seems... That's very niche.
Because I actually don't want to eat Sam's head or bite his head.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
I'm looking at your head now, Sam, and I don't want to bite your head.
I'm not going to take that as an insult, even though it kind of feels like one. But it's like I don't want you to want that, so it's good that you want that.
What would you shape your candy as, James?
I want my candy to be a functioning grand piano.
Whoa.
Okay.
Made out of, so like the strings are like silly, like sour strings.
Uh-huh.
And like the top of the piano is like a Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
Like that kind of a feel. And then like the keys would be kind of like a, like sort of have like an M&M coating.
Uh-huh.
With chocolate inside. So I'd be like playing like some cool tunes, and I'd just take a chomp out of my piano.
Mm-hmm. have like less and less notes as you play.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting for music.
It's a good performance art piece.
You've got to like make the song work with less keys now.
Yeah.
Because you ate them.
I ate them. Yeah.
You would definitely want our change in candy where you don't get sick from it before you...
Yeah, like...
tackle that.
I'm kind of okay with that too, just because that's sort of how I've been already.
A grand piano amount of candy is...
That's a lot of candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might do the little for one piano sitting.
Well, obviously, it's bigger than you. Like, have you ever eaten more food than, like, your body weight?
Sometimes it feels like it.
Uh-huh. You've never done that, though.
I've never done it. Really I haven't even come close.
No.
I've, like,
I could probably eat, like, a few pounds.
Yeah, at most, I could probably eat, like, 1/60th of my body weight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was thinking, so by your math, I was thinking that means you could do like 3 or 3.5 pounds.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that's about what I was thinking too. It's like I could eat like a few pounds. Anyway, but a few pounds of candy is a lot of
candy. That's a lot of candy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I could do it though. I'd feel horrible, but hey, sometimes you're just going to feel horrible.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam? What kind of a shape of candy do you want?
I think I would like it to like be like, kind of like a Rorschach test.
Uh-huh.
Or like when you look at clouds and you get to
see a shape.
See shapes. So I don't think it'll be like a specific shape so much as like an abstract concept rendered in candy.
Oh, okay. That's kind of interesting. So it's like...
So you might be eating a bunch of candy, and maybe your friend is like eating it, and he's like, oh, I love this candy. It reminds me of this like day at a beach I had when I was a child. And another person eats it, and they're like, this is my parents getting divorced.
I don't even understand how that works.
The idea is that you can, like, look at it and see different things.
Okay, that I understand. So it's sort of like you have a bag of it, and you like pick one up, and you're like, this one looks like a rabbit. Mm-hmm. And then you pick another one up, and you're like, this one looks like a vagina.
Yeah, like they could be like very simple, basic ideas like that, but they could also be like with a Rorschach test, it's not like an actual specific shape that those look like. They just like this like ink blots.
Yeah, I get that.
That are meant to like inspire some sort of in your brain.
In that case, I feel like you need to have a Freudian psychologist that comes with every pack that makes you delve into it. Because like I feel like if I had
you're that, just thinking rabbits and vaginas.
Well,
yeah. No, I mean, me too. Yeah. I think it's. I don't. There's probably not enough Freudian psychologists for Halloween for that to work.
Maybe it could be like
just like print some instructions on the bag.
Yeah. Like, what's your relationship like with your mother?
Yeah. Some questions to think about before you begin eating your candy.
Yeah.
You know, outside of the impulse buy at the cash wrap and trick or treating. The only other time that I really have candy, oh, also whenever I come to your house, you always have candy, James. But like, other than those things, like the time that I get candy is like the complimentary candies at restaurants, or you don't see it as much at hotels, but it used to be like you'd get like an Andes mint on your pillow.
I like Andes mints.
Yeah,
Andes mints are nice.
That used to be pretty standard. I don't see it that much anymore.
Olive Garden still does it, I think.
They give you an Andes mint on your pillow.
Yeah. At the Olive Garden Resort.
They come to your... Oh, my God. Do not go to the Olive Garden Resort. That would be an interesting resort. Just, like, free breadsticks for, like, an entire weekend.
Yeah. I was just thinking about all that soup I was going to eat.
Yeah.
And, like, really shitty like pasta. Salad. Why is their pasta so bad?
Their pasta's the worst. Like, it's all the appetizers that are okay.
Is their pasta
and the Andes mint.
The worst? I've only been to Olive Garden, like, 2 times in my life.
Oh, it's bad.
It's like everything I've ordered, they've messed up.
Yeah,
except
it's like simple
the breadsticks
stuff.
Are always good, the soup's good, the salad's good, the Andes mint at the end is good.
Complimentary candies.
I think there should be more. Yeah, right?
And more, not just like more of them, but like more places that do that.
But I still like that it's Andes mints. I want to keep that.
Okay, so like
I
want to
keep that it's Andes mints, but I want to see like all over the place.
Mm-hmm. It's like you go to the gym as you're leaving.
Andes mints.
Like,
yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Go to the dentist. Andes mint.
Yeah. Right. Get out of the emergency like surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guess what you got?
Andes mint.
Andes mint. And then you like go through a toll in your car.
Uh-huh.
Andes mint.
I would like it if you got something at a toll booth besides just like a piece of paper. Like, a lot of times you don't even get that.
You get an Andes mint.
Right. That sounds good. I like that. That would take the edge off of, especially the tolls you have to pay going to New York. Too many.
Yeah, way too many.
But
you get a lot of mints.
Yeah, you would have like 40 mints.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you have to like give money to somebody, I think that a mint should be part of like what you receive.
Yeah, I think that receipts are now Andy's mints.
Nice.
I like that idea.
I was going to say when you
are printed on the inside wrapper of an Andy's mint.
Yeah, like your receipt is wrapped around a piece of candy. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. I'd get a receipt time.
I'd like it if ATM machines gave you an Andy's mint after you withdrew money.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. How about all currency is Andy's mints?
That's dangerous. That'll
So we're like, we're paying for things in candy and getting candy change.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That changes my view on the guy who's giving out nickels. He's like giving out tiny pieces of candy.
Right. Yeah, but it's just that the supply of money will decline rapidly.
Okay. So maybe not that. But you go trick-or-treating.
That's
and
a
you
good
get...
point. Where we're just like eating their money.
You go trick or treating and you get your like Snickers or whatever, and then they give you an Andy's mint.
Do you have to give them an Andy's mint?
Yeah, you have to give them an Andy's mint too.
Oh, all right. I kind of like it.
You
like
can't hand the same one back though.
No,
no. In this world, everybody carries around their own supply.
A satchel of Andy's
mints. Yes, it's a satchel on your belt.
Yeah.
So I like that. It's kind of like a
holster.
You got
yours. Yeah, you've got
kind of like an old-timey coin purse.
Right, you've got a pouch. You also have a coin purse.
Yeah, you have that too.
You have a coin
purse. I want a bandolier. And you have like a bandolier full of
You have a cudgel, and then you have your your satchel full of...
What's a cudgel?
It's a like a blunt stick.
Okay, I want one of those too.
Like a club.
Can I use it to fling Andy's mints at people? I want a little hole in the middle of it.
I guess, yeah. If you like kind of carved out like a notch, you
yeah.
can,
and then I can just whoosh.
Put a mint in it.
Yeah, I see. Do it. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like a lacrosse thing. And
I think he's spending a lot of money on Andy's mints.
Well, I think it'd be nice to have a world where every time you have like a some kind of exchange, it's you know, like in our world, we kind of honor things with like a handshake.
Yeah.
I'd like to change that to mints.
It's what like, if we
the deal's not done until we both eat a mint.
Yeah. Okay, well, this I feel like we've done a great job with this whole mint thing.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah, I don't think I want to change anything about Andy's mints themselves. I like them a lot. I do like that we can do different things with the wrapper, though.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all candy wrappers should convey information. Why don't we just, like, because candy wrappers are just, like, one of those pieces of trash that, like, first of all, they're annoying. They sound awful, right, candy wrappers?
They sound awful?
Oh, they're so
like
crinkly.
Like when you open them?
Yeah, yeah, it's like opening so. Candy like in a movie theater or something is always
yeah
very stealthy.
Well, and
operation.
Then a lot of that's going to end up in like the Pacific garbage island.
Yeah, it just generates so much trash. Here's my thing, though. Made me think of this with the Andes mint wrappers that have receipts in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's we're wasting that space. I think there should be information in all candy wrappers. Sort of okay. like the way like Snapple does trivia
yeah.
on the underside of their bottle caps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every time you eat a piece of candy and you like unwrap the candy wrapper, you know, there's like a, I don't know, maybe a little history lesson in there or something, or, you know, a recent scientific discovery.
Yeah. I
want people to be more informed. Whether
or maybe a
candy.
New scientific discovery that hasn't actually been discovered yet.
No. Oh, so that's like fake news?
Yeah, what do you mean? If it hasn't been discovered yet,
I don't know. I don't know how that would work. It'd be exciting, though.
If they were the first person to realize something, because you
opened the Andy's candy. Mint.
This isn't just Andy's Mint. This is all candy now. All candy has has information inside the wrappers.
Yeah, but
I'm still eating
Andy's
Mint,
though, right?
Yeah.
There's still Andy's Mints everywhere.
I'm at the Olive Garden Resort.
Yeah, Jared's still at the Olive Garden Resort. That's where Jared's podcasting from today.
I can't believe you stayed there. I think I would have made it like maybe through one day, and I'd have been like, "This is."
You can't turn down the
too many breadsticks.
The breadsticks.
They're really good, but it's just so much carbs. Anyway.
Okay, so candy wrappers. You open them up, and they're now silent. And then you look inside, and you see a bit of news or science or something like that.
Yeah, information. Truth. You get a bit of truth with your candy.
I think people would just throw it away.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't throw it away. The thing is, it's not like you have to read it. It's like if you want to, you can.
Yeah, I think most people would just throw it away.
It's a very pessimistic view of human nature. You don't read the trivia under the Snapple caps?
Yeah, willfully. I say, I'm never going to read you Snapple cap.
Really?
And then I drink the whole thing. I never once look at it.
You stomp on it.
And I throw it away.
I do that too. Right. Yeah, I never read them.
I read them.
What if the in the candy wrapper is like a little dirty pick?
Yeah, I think that'd be better.
All right. You're right. I didn't think of that. Porn.
Or like I'd at least want it to be something that's more entertaining than like reading the news. Like, I already read enough news.
Uh-huh. I didn't say news.
Or, like, science facts.
All right, fine.
I definitely don't want science facts in there.
Fine. It can
or
be
discoveries.
It can be porn.
Or it could just be a picture. But what if it's, like, part of a flip book, and you have to get all, like, 200 different wrappers?
You're, like, rewarded for eating more candy.
I'd you know what I would want? I would want, like, a Far Side cartoon.
Or like, standalone cartoons?
Yeah. Yeah, like a Far Side calendar page. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Where it's like, oh yeah, that's funny. I like that.
Yeah.
Or just like a screen grab from an episode of Seinfeld with like whatever George is saying right now, and be like, oh yeah, I remember that episode. I like it.
Uh huh.
Or just like a meme.
Yeah, that like what you guys are kind of describing reminds me more of like memes, which is fine. I guess I'm fine with all of that. I don't think it needs to be one thing. I think actually it's almost better if you don't know what it's going to be inside, because then I'm going to look every time. Like, maybe it's Maybe it's like information. Maybe it's a dirty picture. Maybe it's something that's going to make me laugh.
Or maybe
if it's not the same every time, I'm probably going to be more inclined to like look and see what it is.
What if you opened it up and it was a secret about your life that you had never told anybody?
I mean, that would be surprising.
There's not enough communal candy eating, you know? It's like there's not enough teamwork in our candy eating. It's all very individualized.
I can't think of any communal
candies. Right, exactly. We should make a candy where it's like a fruit by the foot, except you start at one end, I'll start at the other end, and then we'll kiss in the middle.
That's kind of nice. I have a cold right now.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait.
Then there should be like the platonic version where there's like a
handshake
like
in the middle.
In the middle. Yeah.
a handshake. That's funny. I like the idea of like two people like eating their candy and they're like getting closer and closer and then they just like
shake hands.
They just shake hands instead. Like, let's respect the boundaries of this relationship. That's nice. I think a kiss isn't a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'd want to kiss either of you, but it doesn't freak me out. I think it's fine.
Anyway. Or some other ways that we could eat candy more as a community.
Uh-huh. Just like a big, like, bucket of chocolate. I was thinking, it's like, so it's the thing, it's like, if it's a bucket of chocolate, it's still chocolate, but it's not candy.
It's not candy. It's hot chocolate or just fudge or something. Yeah.
Like solidified into little pieces.
I guess fudge candy itself is maybe, like, the closest you could get to that.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's like almost something I'm having trouble like coming up with like ways to make it communal because there's something almost like built into the definition of candy that makes it pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You could have, I'm not sure exactly how this would work, but a piece of candy that's inside of sort of like a cylinder that has holes on both ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a licking candy, but you can only like get it with like the tip of your tongue and then it pushes it to the other side of the cylinder. So you need two people having the cylinder in their mouth. Pushing the candy back and forth between them.
I mean, the amount of saliva that's going to be in that tube is a little bit worrying, but...
It sounds exhausting to me. I think your tongue would get...
It's quite
really
a workout.
Yeah.
It's a funny.
Be really funny, funny to watch. That. Yeah.
That's
what you would sound like while you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. And it would have to be like a long enough tube and like transparent that that there's space.
You definitely
want
to see what's going on.
Yeah.
You need to know what's going on in there.
Yeah. A two-person lollipop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very inventive idea, Jared. You know, could also just be like a bowl of M&Ms.
Yeah.
Like, there's ways to do this.
The other thing about candy is that most things that you eat, you make on your own. You can make on your own, you know, like... food, desserts, but candy, almost nobody like makes their own candy.
Right.
You can make some candy for some other people.
I like some home-cooked candy.
Yeah. Snickers are good, but I bet a homemade Snickers would be even better.
Yeah. I mean, that would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You're saying Snickers.
Like, think about just like the difference in quality of like a cookie that you buy packaged versus one that you make yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's probably untold realms of candy goodness that are undiscovered because we're not in the habit of cooking our own candy.
Yeah.
Realms.
Even if you couldn't make your own candy.
Candy,
I like the
candy
idea.
Candy lands,
there's
you might
whole,
say.
There's a whole land of candy.
Right.
A new world of candy.
I love
exquisiteness.
I've always loved the idea of like real world things being made out of candy. Like, I loved, like, the gingerbread house. I loved Candyland, that idea of, like, a country that was, like, all candy.
Yeah, we've said
the Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Um, What do you guys think about that? Having like things that are actually like made out of, like, you have your like grand piano that's made out of candy.
Yeah, I love
can
it.
I have like a candy house?
Yeah, why not?
I can. Okay, good.
But I mean, why do you want a candy house? Do you want to eat it, or do you just like living in candy?
I mean, it seems like it'd be pretty a poor investment.
I'm trying to lure small children.
Okay,
from
then,
the woods.
Then, no, you can't have it. You can't have it anymore.
No, can't do that.
But it
no.
is a good investment at that point.
It's going to leave this oven on.
It's good. It's a good investment at that point. But as soon as it rains, it's like your candy house is dissolving or getting real soggy.
Unless you weather treated it.
That's a good point. I don't want to be in like a melting candy house.
You could have a tarp over it.
I think it'll melt in the sun, too, is another problem.
Melt in the sun? Yeah, that's true.
You know how they do like ice sculptures? You could do like candy sculptures.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like with your tongue?
Well, like, you wouldn't. No, I think once you make like ice sculptures melt, candy sculptures would get eaten.
Okay. I guess I was picturing like you like have this like block of candy instead of like chiseling it. You
just lick it
You lick it into a piece of art. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be
like
interesting.
To see you do that.
Yeah.
Seems like I mean, I don't think I could do it. But
I think you could do it.
Thanks, buddy.
Why don't you just try with like a big piece of?
All right, I'll get like a one giant piece of like Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, one giant.
It'll be like the size of a
block.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like the size of like a card table. Yeah. And then I'll be like, this is the Last Supper.
Oh, you can do the whole Last Supper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big Jolly Rancher.
I want you to do like Michelangelo's David.
Uh-huh.
Full size.
Uh-huh. That'd be, I mean, that's a really big statue.
Yeah, man.
No, oh, worth a shot. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm having like a bit of a sugar crash from all this candy that I just ate.
Yeah, from the entire marble slab that you've turned into a sculpture.
Yeah.
That's like 18 feet tall.
I'm coming down pretty hard.
Well, you know what might help is this Andy's Mint.
Yeah, more candy.
More candy.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else that you guys want to change about candy?
I love candy.
James loves it.
Yeah, I wish I ate it more, actually.
I wish I loved it less.
You want to make that change?
Yeah, to my brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, but you could also change candy itself.
Okay, yeah. All candy now tastes bad.
Yeah, we didn't actually... Ugh. We never talked about the taste of candy itself. Like, we could just make it taste bad.
Yeah, it tastes bad now.
All right. Our final change to candy is... it tastes bad.
Perfect.
Yeah. That'll do it for candy.
That's it.
We fixed it.
Candy. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it. I think we have totally fixed candy. Everything about it is better now.
Uh-huh.
And if you have any suggestions for how you would improve candy that you think we have not covered, go ahead and tweet them to us at ThatSnotPod. Or you could also rate and subscribe on iTunes. That's another way that you can tell us what you think about candy. This week, I think we want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, Andy's Mints.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Andy's Mints.
Thank you, Andy.
You are the first thing I want to see when I wake up in the morning.
And the last thing when I go to bed.
Yeah. All right. That's it for this week.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.